1340 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. The U.S. Surgeon General says social media is causing serious harm to kids. Dr. Megan Jones-Bell focuses on mental health at Google and has more on what parents can do to help.
Get the data, know how much time they're spending online, understand what they are consuming, sit side by side with them, help them learn the skill of self-reflection. When you watch X video, how does that make you feel? What do you think about?
But it's not all on parents. In fact, the Surgeon General is now calling on tech companies to do more to protect kids. On Capitol Hill, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he's working with the White House to seal a deal on debt, but they're still at odds.
This is a time where we should be paying off the credit card instead of when we're making more money, you should pay that credit card off. What did the Democrats do? They start spending more money. That's the behavior you have to change.
Are you confident we'll avoid default, Mr. Speaker?
Of course.
Talks are running closer to that June 1st deadline. A 19-year-old driver has been arrested for crashing a U-Haul truck into security barriers near the White House. CBS's Nicole D'Antonio has details there.
Video of the aftermath appears to show officers collecting evidence, including a Nazi flag.
The U.S. Park Police say a preliminary investigation indicates the 19-year-old driver intentionally crashed into the barriers. He's facing multiple charges.
He'd also made threatening statements about the president and vice president. Former President Trump will stand trial again next March. CBS's Matt Piper explains why.
A frustrated-looking Trump appeared in a New York court via video link to also be informed by a judge that he cannot post certain evidence in his criminal case on social media. Trump shook his head when the judge said that he could be held in contempt of court if he violated the order. He has denied the 34 counts of falsifying business records to cover up alleged hush money paid to Stormy Daniels in 2016.
The war in Ukraine has now spilled across the Russian border. James Landale's with the BBC.
What we know is that a group of armed men crossed from northeast Ukraine into Russia. The Kremlin calls them Ukrainian saboteurs. The intelligence department here in Kyiv says no, they were Russian paramilitaries, partisans who are opposed to Vladimir Putin.
Flying with kids just got a little easier. TSA says it's allowing kids up to 17 to use pre-check lanes if parents have pre-check too. Teens won't need it unless they're flying alone.
Wasting away again in Margarita.
Jimmy Buffett's out of the hospital now and recovering from an undisclosed issue. He told fans on social media that he plans to get in shape and back on stage very soon. For now, he's going fishing. This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and a bipartisan group of lawmakers have introduced the Farmers First Act of 2023, which expands access to mental health services for farming communities. The measure reauthorizes a nationwide program connecting farmers, ranchers, and agricultural workers with mental health assistance programs and resources. It also increases available funding for the network to $15 million per fiscal year through 2028. The suicide rate for farmers is 3.5 times higher than the general population. After 86 years, the final graduates of Cardinal Stritch University received their diplomas on Sunday. The school announced in April it was closing because of financial difficulties. Enrollment at the school dropped from 5,800 students in fall of 2010 to less than 1,500 in the fall of 2021. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
As a veteran of our country's armed services, you may be experiencing hardships, such as the inability to pay rent, utilities, or receive other life-sustaining services. And once again, you're called upon by family to serve and protect. We want you to know we are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's not easy to ask for a hand up, but we are clear in our mission. No Wisconsin veteran should ever have to face homelessness or lose heat, power, or water again. Apply today by calling 833-WIS-VRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Visit VRAPWI.com.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's a Don't You Forget About Me Tuesday edition, the happier, happy hour, Dom. I want to thank our most recent guest, Todd Alba, Civic Media's own, the Todd Alba Show. We welcome him to the afternoons, June 5th. You know, a new Summer of Love lineup coming. June 5th, Dom. Except we're exactly where we've always been. First place in your hearts.
Always where we should be.
Well, at least for the current stretch. We've been at 4-6 for, you know, like a year now, so let's leave it alone. We're not going to mess with the greatest radio show ever.
No. Not doing the early morning show. That's not going to happen.
That had been suggested. Like, hey, why don't you guys get up early?
Yeah. You mean stay up all night? That sounds like terrible radio to me.
Todd Alba's show starting June 5th, 1 to 3 p.m. Matt Flynn, 3 to 4, Devil's Advocates, 4 to 6. Maggie Dawn joining the lineup, Milwaukee County Corporate Council, 6 to 7 p.m., the Maggie Dawn Show. And Dom, I'm very excited to announce we've got three times a day comprehensive news, 8 p.m., noon, and 5 o'clock. This will be not like a one little minute news break, but this will be anchored news coverage from all around the state. We're going to start flexing, Dom, this network, this civic media thing on June 5th. So stick around for that. And of course, all your favorites in the morning. We've got As Goes Wisconsin. We got the Earl Ingram Show. And we got a lot of local favorites like, well, Pat Kreitlow. Everybody loves Pat Kreitlow early in the morning, Up North News. But we've got local shows all across the network. And we're going to welcome some new ones like the Mayor and Mino. Up in Green Bay, those guys are chomping at the bit. They're our 6 to 8 a.m. show. That will launch on June 5th. Former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt and John Mino.
Oh, yeah,
that's everybody fun. Knows Mino up there in the Valley, man. So those guys are going to talk, you know, life and sports and a lot of things. Fox Valley and Green Bay. And Todd's joining us in the afternoon. A lot of news product coming out. A noonday phone roundup. Good callers from around the state can represent their part of the state, even conservatives. Probably not you, CJ. I said good callers. But we're going to start auditioning them, you know, for the June 5th rollout at 844-967-2789. Also, our buddy Stu Daniels is going to join the morning lineup, fill a couple holes for us across the network.
Oh, fantastic. I heard Stu filling in for Earl here recently. I text him, like, man, I didn't, because I haven't heard him on the radio for a while. I'm like, God, that voice is so familiar, you know, so
Stu
calm.
Man.
Oh, man, Stu Man. Love the Stu Man. That's great, man.
Unfortunately, Stu can't roll out on June 5th. You know why? Stu Man's got Dead and Company tickets. He's deadheading.
I mean, that's a justified excuse. That's an excused absence, Stu.
Here's the good news. Stu Man and Earl were on a show together for at least 5 years in our old gig in Milwaukee. So I see a lot of cross-pollination from those two shows.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Where, you know, they simulcast across the great state of Wisconsin. Let Stu play the tunes and Earl sing along.
Earl be Earl.
Earl be Earl. So exciting new stuff coming also. And I don't know if we've made all these announcements publicly, but I'm kind of running at the mouth, so I'll keep
it's
doing
public
it.
Now, man.
Three brand new talk stations and a gorgeous new HD music station in the Eau Claire Valley, Chippewa Falls, WCFW, Chippewa Falls, 105.7, this heritage adult contemporary, I guess that's what you call the music.
The AC.
Raleigh Bushland was playing this thing for like 60 years. And we have a rebuilt. We are the only HD music station in the Eau Claire Valley. So we're going to pop out of your radio dial. Tell your friends. Tell Jeannie. Tell everybody. And we're going to have the most glorious talk stick. I think we're calling it the tap. What's on the tap?
It's on the 93.5
FM. The tap coming June 5th. That one will come online with the new, the greatest lineup ever. And also, lacrosse, dude, our college town is
alma mater.
Finally, you know how long it's been since they heard my voice on those glorious airwaves? Like 30 plus
Sports Talk
years.
Live. It's been a long time, Chris.
30 plus years.
Oh, my God.
We're coming back on the Eagle, 1490 AM. Our friend Dana, all our friends up there in lacrosse, we're coming for you. We're going to start making inroads in the third CD. And then I was at the new Racine station this morning, WRJN. And when I say new, it's 97 years new.
New to Civic.
This thing's been, yes, new to the Civic Media Network. And it will soon play out our format. It's going to have Earl in the morning. And we've got Lou Regani, who is actually a staple from Kenosha. He's been doing a show for 31 years. He's going to be our 6 to 8 a.m. guy. I mean, I've been meeting some people, man. I've been out there
for sure, dude.
Pressing the flesh, kissing babies, hiring radio hosts. So we're very excited to welcome WRJN also on June 5th. And the prospect of the Packers, and I'm in some negotiations for some other big, let's call it major league sports, in the Racine Kenosha marketplace. Man, I'm pumped. We're going to have sports all over the airwaves, news, talk, and sports.
Speaking of, Crew, don't we have some tickets to give away? If we don't give them away, Luke's going to be mad at us.
Let's give away some tickets courtesy of our shiny, sounding better, 1100 AM. And I mean that in all sincerity. We are continuing, and all thanks to our grand poobah, Sage Weil, and his investment in this network, we've put new sound processing on the 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support 98.3 FM. But that is our Brewers flagship. And we've got four tickets for Thursday night's game. 6:40 start. We will be your pregame show on 1100 AM. But if you haven't tried that station yet, during the commercial break, go try. It's shiny. It's new. You should be able to hear it to the Milwaukee exurbs, at least on the top, the wow side. And you can hear it all the way to the exurbs of Dane County. So that's a big stick.
That's a big stick.
Your daytime brewer station and nighttime on 98.3. So anyways, a lot of new stations, tickets to give away, not you, CJ, but others are eligible for tickets this hour at 844-967-2789. Please tell Ebone whether or not you're interested in the tickets. We got two pair of two. So we'll give away two sets of two tickets each. Am I being absolutely clear?
That's very clear.
Like Ron DeSantis clear? Am I that clear as mud? Ron DeSantis joining the presidential race tomorrow. Now, the number of Republican failed also-rans getting into the race, if anything, that makes Trump stronger, to my opinion.
Under a normal circumstance and a normal election cycle, of course, absolutely, it would be a replay of the last time Trump won. Ain't this time.
What if Trump has already mathematically won the nomination, and then the indictments come? Then the tailwinds are the headwinds are so substantial that then, you know, Trump's got kidney stones, they got to drop out, bone spurs, something, right? You know,
arm, it's broken.
He'll come up with some excuse, and let's say he drops out of the race after already mathematically winning, theoretically, enough votes to win the nomination.
If that were to be I don't know how that's
all. Do you take the first runner up and then watch Trump just eviscerate the guy? Because I'm assuming it's not Nikki Haley either. Also ran Nikki Haley. Chris Sununu is the only one that offers any sort of an interesting resume amongst those even bantered with our pal Todd Alba. Sununu is the chief executive. Trump has obviously served before, and I've heard, and we talked about the fact, maybe Chris Christie's going on a kamikaze campaign. He'll just go and, you know, throw himself and Trump on the grenade on the stage, maybe tackle him off the stage.
This whole was a chief executive thing. That stuff doesn't matter anymore, man. Trump wasn't a chief executive of Jack Squat before, of course, a Trump organization, a crime syndicate of anything else. That doesn't matter. Obama wasn't a chief executive of anything before he got elected.
Of governance.
So did Scott Walker. So what does that have to do with it? You know what I'm saying?
Scott Walker.
Listen, these times are not. You cannot even go back 10 years ago and compare to what's happening right now. I mean, talk about new territory. This is all every day. Every breath we take is new territory right now.
Dominic. Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Oh, God.
At auction has purchased the speaker's used lip balm for $100,000.
What?
Yeah.
With other people's money?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you'd be amazed at the crazy crap funds I could buy with other people's money, man.
Well, she's transferring money from her campaign war chest over to the RNC. Okay. And then Kevin McCarthy will come and help her fundraise because apparently he accompanies the used lip balm.
Weird. It's all weird.
We were going to go somewhere else, right?
Yeah, we were. We'll get there. We got some callers too. We want to get to them. We got these tickets away for Milwaukee Brewers hosting the San Francisco Giants on Thursday, 6:40 p.m. first pitch. Give us a call. Tell Evan you want the tickets and we will give them away. Or Luke gets mad. 844-967-2789. We do have some news out there, Crudy. Apparently, Trump today appeared by video in front of the judge in the Stormy Daniels buy-off, fraud charges case, a 32 count indictment. Apparently, he's supposed to behave himself. So we have some news to get to today as well.
I hear Ichin Carroll's trying to up the stakes, too. Had a judgment and couldn't keep his mouth shut. So she asked the judge for, $10 million now?
Another $10 million.
And more days of detention, right? Keep it up. You'll get another month.
You mess with the bull, you'll get the horns, son.
And the shocking news of the Shorewood spitter taking 60 days in jail, going into custody today of her own decision and her own volition. Strange choices being made. Come back, more Devil's Advocates. That'd be a good one.
Have fun on the lake this summer. Treat yourself and find the watercraft you want at Action Boathouse Showroom just south of 59 on 164 in Waukesha. Check out the fun and versatile Sea-Doo Switch with its powerful Rotex Gen engine. Action Boathouse Showroom also has a selection of luxury fishing boats or pontoon boats from 7 top USA manufacturers. The team at Action Boathouse Showroom is excited to help you launch into the sun this season and onto the lake. Action Boathouse Showroom, just north of 59 on 164 in Waukesha.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are.
But with Gingras, Thompson, and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win. Gingras, Thompson, and Walks. GTWLawyers.com.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear tonight with a low of 52. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs around 59. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, lows level off around 41. Temperatures a bit below average Thursday and Friday with highs from the low 60s to the upper 60s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 77 degrees.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates, because freedom.
Back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Be sure to check us out on the socials, on Twitter at Devil Radio, on Facebook at the Devil's Advocates Radio, of course, on the phones, 844-967-2789.
Before we get to the phones, Dom, Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican from Georgia, placed a winning $100,000 bid today for a lip balm stick used by Speaker Kevin McCarthy, who also promised a visit to the winner's donors and supporters. So the lip balm, better to kiss your ass with Speaker McCarthy. The auction was held at a GOP conference meeting at the Capitol Hill Club on Tuesday morning, which is not located on the Capitol grounds. Can't, you know, legally fundraise on the Capitol grounds. Got to leave the reservation, if you will, right? Green placed the $100,000 bid only after McCarthy upped the value of the lip balm, but also offered a visit with the winner's donors and supporters, her office confirmed to the Hill. So let me ask you, Dom, using other people's money, who would you spend $100,000 to get the used lip balm of and have them come visit, you know, like a wedding, a bar mitzvah party you're throwing at the house?
$100,000 lip. Oh, number one, the lip balm's kind of gross. So let's just set that aside. So who would I want to show up for $100,000? I mean, does it matter? Like any particular topic? Got to be political or musical or cultural?
Come on, man, just answer the question.
Barack Obama.
He wouldn't show up at your house for $100,000.
Oh, hell yeah. Well, man, I got the beer. I got the cold beer. I know he loves the beer summits, man.
844-967-2789. Who would you have to the house if you're using, like, Marjorie Taylor Greene's campaign war chest? Spending like $100,000, but you may have to use the lip balm after them. Tim from Watertown, we got some Brewers tickets on the line, courtesy of WISS. Tim, what say you?
Hey, Tim.
I said it. Hey, guys, I say that Marge must have come out pretty well in her divorce settlement, because she's got that kind of money to throw around in that garbage, that's for sure. Japers. Hey, we are long-time listeners since you guys were back on, way back in your several platforms ago, back in the day of the uprising. And my wife and I are both UWL grads, so we want those tickets, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
right on, man.
Oh, it's always great to suck up with. How do we know you're UWL grads? How do you find your way back to the dorms when you're really hammer drunk? What's the secret in lacrosse?
Well, it depends what street you come down. If you're coming down, you know, Lacrosse Street or whatever, if you got to go by Howie's, first of all, that would get me back to my dorm. I stayed in Code Hall, so you had to go by Howie's. Then you knew you're almost home.
Yeah.
So, and if you made a left turn, you went into the cemetery, and that wasn't a good idea either. So, Yeah, well, you had to make sure you were getting the right spot.
Depends on what sort of
the answer he's looking for, Tim, is the flag on Granddad's bluff, right? That's where you know which direction to go. You go to the bluff or you go to the river.
The
you don't want to go to the river.
You could look for the tower, too, and look for the steam tower. But, yeah, but we go back way back when it was the lacrosse Native Americans or the Indians back then. So, you know,
what year did you go to lacrosse, man?
I was there in the late 70s, early 80s.
How about your wife?
She was a year behind me, half a year behind me.
Well, the good news is your wife was probably off campus before Dom and I were chasing co-eds. Tim, stick around, man. We'll give you some tickets to this Thursday night Brewers game, but you better use them. And we got another pair to give away, so have no fear. If you're holding for tickets, it's okay. We got more to give. 844-967-2789. Hey, Dom, before we move on down, your girl, what's her face? The Boebert girl.
Oh, Lauren Boebert, yes.
It's cheaper to have a kid. Do you see her newest claim?
I saw a headline that she said was what? She stopped taking birth control pills or birth control, whatever she was taking, because it was cheaper to have children, as the headline. I didn't dig into the article. I'm thinking to myself, what? I mean, kids are expensive, man. I don't know what you're talking about or how you raise them. But to my understanding, my kids, it's cheaper to take a pill. Cheaper to keep them, I guess, Crudy.
At a House oversight hearing on drug prices, Boebert told a personal story about her access to contraception. I left a prescription at the pharmacy once, she recalled. I went to get birth control, and I was there at the counter and went to pay for it, and the price was very, very high. I said, wow, is this a 3-6 month prescription? No, ma'am, this is 1 month. And I said, it's cheaper to have a kid. And I left it there. And now I have my third son. Wow.
That's his third son from a broken home. No, I come from a broken home, so I can relate.
I think those birth control pills would have been cheaper than like some used Kevin McCarthy lip balm.
Gross.
844-967-2789. Mike from Cedarburg. Whose used lip balm would you pay $100,000 with Dom's money and then have him over to the house? Or her?
I don't know about that, but I want to know how much they paid for the lipstick marks on McCarthy's ass.
Well, those came free, care of three-toe MTG.
Oh, I don't want to break your heart, but I heard that Bobby's off the market. She found a white nationalist Christian. Aren't he lucky?
Mike from Cedarburg, I understand you would like some Brewer tickets. So what former Brewer, it's sort of a Brewer trivia thing, and it's going to mix in MTG. Marjorie Taylor Greene's alleged to have like 3 or 4 toes. This player was 6 toes, and he batted like .328 for the Brewers. What player do I reference?
Oh, my God. You're going back a ways, ain't you?
I am, man.
I know who he is, but I can't remember the name now.
Come on, he's got 6 toes. His brother was
Sixto
like
Lascano.
Yes! Sixto. You get the tickets, Mike. Mike, hold tight. Ebon will get your email and we'll transfer some Thursday night Brewers tickets over to you, courtesy of our flagship station, WISS. I bet you can hear it all the way to your driveway. Give it a listen. I was gonna say, here's your clue, Mike. His brother was 7-toe Lascano. But he got there. He got there. Come back. We'll go there. More Devil's Advocates. 844-967-2789.
Seems like everyone is divided these days.
Oscar is frozen custard. The other, root beer at John's Drive-In.
Can't we find some common ground?
The Shaw. W-A-U-K.
CBS News Brief. The Surgeon General's urging tech companies to do more to protect kids online. Dr. Megan Jones-Bell is Clinical Director of Consumer and Mental Health at Google.
YouTube has recently announced that we are removing content related to disordered eating that shows behaviors around eating disorders that kids could imitate.
A 19-year-old facing serious charges for trying to ram his way onto White House grounds. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
This incident took place around 10 p.m. last night. Video surfaced on social media showing the exact moment when the U-Haul driver tried to ram the truck past the barriers near the White House.
More than 70 people have been killed as fighting crosses the Russian border. Paul Moss is with the BBC.
The Kremlin spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, insists that Ukrainians are responsible, but he's now said they may be ethnic Russians, and that marks a major concession.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The state Senate holds its first hearing on the shared revenue overhaul bill today. Lawmakers want to use 20% of the state's sales tax income to send more money to local governments. But Republicans disagree on how to raise sales taxes in Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. A study shows the Brewers Stadium has had more than a $2.5 billion impact on Wisconsin's economy. That's why a coalition is working to convince lawmakers to budget millions for upkeep. Coalition's Tracy Johnson says that money ends up all over Wisconsin.
That benefits the entire state. So the activity might be right here in southeastern Wisconsin, but the benefit is felt statewide.
Johnson on Newsmakers on the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. In sports, the Astros bullied the Brewers last night 12-2, same two teams tonight, and Green Bay will host the 2025 NFL Draft. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Transform yourself and your fitness routine with Soulful Fitness in Brown Deer. With 25 years of experience, Lisa and her team at Soulful Fitness offer personal training in a variety of classes, including nutrition, kickboxing, boot camps, and yoga. You'll find a private, personalized atmosphere that caters to all fitness levels, from personal training sessions to virtual classes and everywhere in between. For fitness that's personal, visit soulfulfitness.com. That's SOLFUL fitness.com.
North Shore Healthcare is hiring. As the largest provider of post-acute care in Wisconsin, they offer skilled nursing and assisted living services, as well as home health and hospice care through North Shore at Home. They're looking for compassionate individuals who want to make a difference in the lives of those they serve. If you're a CNA, licensed nurse, administrator, or business professional and want to grow your career, visit nshorehc.com/careers to find out why North Shore Healthcare is the right choice for you.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Kripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Cockroaches, not that bad. They call them palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing, you can call them up here.
Are they really palmetto bugs?
Yeah, and they're a great source of protein. They're going to be the lobsters of the future.
They also got salmonella, and they can lay like 40 eggs at once.
Well, they gotta work out a few kinks there, okay? They gotta work out a few kinks.
Kripes Cast, every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Away with it too, if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. The Brewers still in first place, Dom. Tied with Pittsburgh, so they're tied for first place, but they're in first place. They're beating the Cubbies and St. Louis and Cincinnati. First place Milwaukee Brewers. I like saying that. You can hear them on WISS 1100 AM 98.3 FM and WRCE. Radio from the center down in Richland Center. We thank our two Brewers flagships, but now we've given away our tickets, Dom. And now it's time to get back to the political business, the very important news. So what Merritt's talking about next, is it the lip balm, the unaffordable contraception?
No. Let's get to the New York Times. Here's a quick one, then we'll get to the callers at 844-967-2789. Trump criminal trial scheduled for March of 2024.
Which one?
The former president appeared to react angrily at a virtual appearance when a judge in his case disclosed the trial date. Jonah Bromwich reporting. scheduled for March 25th of 2024. March 25th. Trump attended the hearing remotely, making his first courtroom appearance since the 34 felony charges were unveiled against him last month. He appeared to react angrily when the trial date was announced by Justice Juan Merchan. Though his microphone was muted, it was unclear what he was saying to his lawyer seated next to him, Todd Blanche. Trial is set for 3 weeks after Super Tuesday, one of the most important days on the Republican presidential primary calendar. And the disclosure of the date came just a day before Trump's chief rival for the Republican nomination, Governor Ron DeSantis, set to announce his own run, highlighting the way that Trump's legal entanglements could complicate his third campaign to the White House. His appearance on Tuesday was brief, lasting about 20 minutes. The justice mentioned the restriction that be placed on Trump in use of material from the case, asking Mr. Blanche whether he had reviewed those restrictions with his clients. The attorney said he had. Prosecutors working for the district attorney Bragg asked that Mr. Trump's access to some case material be limited and requested that Justice Merchan prohibit the former president from disseminating the prosecution's evidence, including records of interviews with witnesses and grand jury testimony on social media or to reporters. Trump's lawyers fought that request, but at a hearing earlier this month, the Justice Merchan said he would grant it. He emphasized, though, that Trump would be free to speak about the vast majority of the evidence. Before the appearance started, Trump waited on camera, visible in high definition to the entire courtroom, a remarkable way to encounter the former president. Wearing a navy suit and a red, white, and blue tie, he squinted and glowered at the camera, clasping and unclasping his hands, never keeping them in the same position for very long. He looked like a man unaccustomed to waiting or tweaking out on Ritalin. I don't know. Trump barely spoke with his microphone on once the hearing got underway, but when Justice Merchan mentioned the trial date, he immediately grew agitated, chattering with Mr. Blanche with his microphone muted, waving his hands and shaking his head. He then folded his arms in frustration as the judge reviewed the updated motion schedule that would precede the trial. The defense will file any motions, including a motion to dismiss the case, by August 29th, with prosecutors responding by October 10th, and the judge will rule on the motions on January 4th. So let's say that again. Motion to dismiss the defense, any motions the defense has to file by August 29th. Prosecutors responding by October 10th, and the judge ruling on those motions on January 4th. So there we go. That's a little new news. The angry president, ex-president, folding his arms in disgust. He doesn't like to wait. He's running for president. He's very important. Don't you know?
You want another one? Say the word. Just say the word.
Yeah.
He went on the Truthy Social last night to take some pot shots at Laura Ingraham and Fox News.
Oh, really?
Did you see that? Can I share?
I did not. No.
And you can always share your tales of wonderment at 844-967-2789. Except you, CJ. I've seen you there for a long time. You keep calling back, and I keep ignoring you. Former President Trump accused Fox News host Laura Ingraham of running a hit piece on him for airing a segment focusing on his poll numbers compared to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. You know, the guy jumping in tomorrow morning, Dom. They say here, who's expected to announce a White House bid in the coming days. Trump, minutes after the segment aired Monday evening, took to his Truthy Social website to blast the longtime conservative commentator who has been largely supportive of him in recent years. Well, you crossed him once. That's all it takes.
That's the thing. I mean, people, I don't know why you don't learn this about guys like Donald Trump, people like Donald Trump. That those kinds of people, you will always at some point, he will turn on you. The loyalty is one-sided for people like Donald Trump.
Laura Ingraham on Fox News just did a hit piece on me. There go her ratings, showing some polls which indicate that Ron DeSanctimonious may do better against Biden than I would, when actually polls show that I do much, all caps, better than Biden than Rob. Now he's Rob. That's his newest crack at, I don't even get that one. The poll you're looking at now, which has me doing far better against Crooked Joe, was just put up by Fox. I am sure unhappy. Actually, he wrote, I am sure unhappily, which is a little confusing and not grammatical. I'm also leading. Well, here's another take.
I mean, you know, if grammatical is the only problem we have with Trump, man, those would be glory days.
I am leading De Sanctis. Now he's calling him De Sanctis by over 40 points in primary voting. Watch Greg Kelly on Newsmax at 10 p.m. So apparently he's turned on his girl Laura Ingraham. She got a place in the new Foxy News lineup, Don.
I'm not clear what's happening.
We got a summer lineup. They got a summer lineup.
Ours is way better.
Well, we have no Laura Ingraham either. Thank God.
Makes it way better.
844-967-2789. Let's take a couple of your calls while there's time. Dick, how do we sound in the garage today?
Hey, Dick.
Oh, really good. We need a dealer remote here.
From Dick's DeSantis house, from walk. Dick's garage. Maybe if the if the missus would let us in the house, Dick, we'd come. But I'm not broadcasting sure from the garage, dude.
Dude, I've got a sign she bought me that says on air, and it's a little, and so she knows when I'm talking to you guys. She's not to interrupt me. But anyway, DeSantis Walker. DeSantis will last longer simply because Walker's kids were older and they spent money like drunken sailors, remember? During that campaign?
Well, I'd hardly blame it on Matt and Alex. It was all the old man's ego trip.
I mean, Dick, I think DeSantis has more money. He's got more in the bank than Walker did. Right. So that'd be the only reason I could think
of. I'm going to tell you, Dom, I totally agree. It's not going to be Trump. I'm telling you who it's going to be right here, right now. 18 months in politics is an eternity. We all know that. I'm telling you the Hindenburg is going to be their nominee.
Who?
He's going to come walking out of the weeds. The Hindenburg. Chris Christie. The guy with a belt bigger than the buggy whip. He will be the nominee of that party.
Wow. That's quite a bold prediction, Dick. What gives you that impression?
Well, because everybody else is either going to be in jail or when Trump finally this whole thing is with Trump is just to make money for his legal stuff. He's gone. I'm telling you, there's no way that guy's going to be the nominee.
The Teflon Don, Dick, I'm telling you, better tell the missus, we're going in the big house or we're not coming over. 844-967-2789. CJ, I'm going to ask you a question, then you can rant and rave. But who do you like in the race? If Trump, for whatever reason, is unable to be the nominee, who else do you find, to suit your needs in the Republican field or possibilities, CJ?
We got so many good candidates, guys. Tim Scott, amazing.
He'll never be the president, right?
But you know what? I'm going to vote for the Republican nominee, whoever that is. Unfortunately, your party, they won't even debate. They've already said they won't debate. So
who won't debate?
The people that have 28%, Kennedy and Williamson, you're going to hide your guy in the basement like you have for the last year and a half.
Marianne Williamson's not a viable candidate, man. Just because some Yahoo runs for president doesn't mean the incumbent president should have to go debate. Did Robin Voss go debate Adam Steen, dude? Seriously.
Yeah, he's doing such a great job, 70% of your own party.
No, hang on, CJ. I mean, I think Crudy had a good point there. I mean, Robin Voss, here in the state of Wisconsin, the assembly speaker, had a viable opponent, a Trump-endorsed opponent. He didn't step on any sort of debate stage. I mean, that doesn't happen, right, CJ?
Well, I first want to congratulate Civic Radio for expanding and using the Trump small business tax cut, which I'm sure you will, Crudy, because God bless you. That's what it's all about. Small businesses like yourself. But you won't tell us the truth on that one, but you're using them and you know that. And God bless Kevin McCarthy. You know,
CJ, hand out a stack of Bibles.
Work requirement.
I have no idea what the
requirement.
There's already work requirements, CJ. That's already a thing.
Hand on a stack of Bibles, I filed an extension. I have no idea what tax consequences, because I'm going to put them off till October, and then I'm going to pay the late fees like I always
penalties and interest. That's your middle name, baby. If I get a couple of dogs, that's who I want to name them.
CJ, it's guys like me that keep guys like you in roads. I'm just saying. 844-967-2789. I used to have a boss. You remember Jim?
Yes, I do.
Every so often, you know, a big mouth would start mouthing off to Jim. And he would use the emasculating, although somewhat jerky line, I pay more in taxes than you make in a year.
Oh, I mean, what a D-bag line, man. Are you kidding me? Wow.
But you should see the people wilt sometimes.
Well, what a sucker, though. I mean, who pays taxes? Only the suckers pay taxes, Jim. You're not doing it right.
844-967-2789. Rico in Rock County. How you doing, Rico?
Hey, Rico.
Hey, doing good tonight, guys. Yeah, CJ's all worried about them tax cuts of Crudy's. We're not worried about Crudy's tax cut or my tax cut or what little bit you got. What we're worried about is the billionaires, CJ. You see, you miss the point like you usually do. They can leave them tax cuts in place, don't you understand, and repeal the ones at the very top. And that almost adds up about equal when you count everybody at the top and then look at what us in the bottom are paying. Anyway, you guys may not have Laura Ingraham, but I'll tell you what you do have. My favorite of all time, Maggie Dawn. Glad to hear about that.
Yeah, Maggie's coming back to the airwaves for live.
And Maggie's back in town.
You know, I thought about you today, Rico. I read an article online. You know, Milwaukee is perceived as having amongst the fourth worst roads in America of all cities. And I remember when you won some tickets or got some tickets and came and saw our pal Charlie Behrens in Madison. And you hit a pothole and popped two tires. That's right. I did not know, but under Wisconsin law, you may be entitled to reimbursement.
I asked about it that night and they said I couldn't, but glad you told me that. I'll contact my attorney and see what we can do about that, huh?
Well, I don't know about wasting money on the attorney.
Well, and I certainly hope your neck injury is feeling better now, Rico, after hitting those potholes. I mean, my arm is broken, you know what I mean?
My back ain't really been the same, you know? I mean, and hey, my advice, I got some advice for Marjorie. Just in case you and your new boy Jason get drunk on the Coors Light, because I know you won't drink the Bud. But in case you do, and grab for that chapstick mistakenly, I highly recommend, Marge, right now, cut at least the first half inch of that off and throw it. Get rid of it. God only knows what's on there. Hey, great talking to you guys.
Be well, Rico. Thanks, man.
Whole lot of Trump's ass. That's what's on there.
Come back. More Devil's Advocates.
As a veteran of our country's armed services, you may be experiencing hardships, such as the inability to pay rent, utilities, or receive other life-sustaining services. And once again, you're called upon by family to serve and protect. We want you to know we are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's not easy to ask for a hand up, but we are clear in our mission. No Wisconsin veteran should ever have to face homelessness or lose heat, power, or water again. Apply today by calling 833-WIS-VRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Visit VRAPWI.com.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies tonight with a low of 52. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Highs level off around 59. Lows dip down to about 41 tomorrow night. Partly cloudy skies. Temps a bit below average Thursday and Friday with highs from the low 60s to the upper 60s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 77 degrees.
Conversation that's not confined to the borders of the city of Waukesha.
We cover all of southeastern Wisconsin, baby.
The Shaw, WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Our last opportunity to speak with you today at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, if you hit a pothole in Milwaukee, you can file a claim. To file a claim against the city, you must file a document stating the circumstances within 120 days of the event. The document must include your address and a statement of the relief sought. Although they're basically saying good luck with that. I mean, they got a bit of a, you know, a pension crisis and a budgetary crisis. You may not get full reimbursement for your pothole crisis.
Send in the bill. I'm sure the shared revenue will cover it all.
Here's the flip side of that, Dom. If your car is damaged due to a pothole while on a state highway, the state or county is not liable for your damage, and you must contact your insurance company. That's why the Scott holes suck. 844-967-2789. Our pal, Gordy Kopke. Welcome, Gordy. What do you got for us?
Hey, Gordy.
Hey, guys. I did a little note to CJ that taxes are the price that we pay for our freedom. You know, our soldiers don't work for nothing. Somebody's got to foot the bill. Somebody's got to pay for the roads and all that good stuff there, boys. Something is wrong with our tax code when my little corporation pays more in income tax than some 30 of the largest corporations in this nation. And if CJ would get out and travel the world, those crap hole countries that Donald Trump was referring to, they don't tax their very wealthy people, and the poor people live in absolute poverty, and they have no infrastructure. And if you go to the northern European countries where socialism works, the people pay taxes, but they have great education, great travel, and that's one of the reasons they don't want to move to the United States.
Gordy, quickly, though, aren't you an agricultural interest under Wisconsin tax laws? And I'm not a tax advisor, but under the Manufacturing and Agricultural Tax Credit, you, sir, should only be subject to a 0.4% tax rate under Wisconsin laws, like a lot of Scott Walker's rich business-owning friends are.
Well, I don't own any congressmen or representatives or senators, so that probably doesn't apply to me, but maybe I better have my accountant look into that, because I certainly pay more than a lot of the big boys.
Gordy, I bet you do, because you're sort of a fair and decent guy. But I'm telling you, man, Republicans set up those loopholes. You should take advantage of them.
I'm curious, and that's a good point. Obviously, with the agricultural side of it, but of course, it's retail as well. Wondering how all that works out. I mean, because as the grocery stores, they're still paying if you know they're selling, you know, carrots and cucumbers.
Gordy, we may need to reclassify you in Delaware. 844-967-2789. Dynamo Dave from Duluth, not Delaware. Welcome, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Good evening, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
Awesome, man.
Fair to middling, Dave.
Fair to middling. Hey, by the way, we're coming up on the anniversary of the murder of George Floyd. And I was wondering, you know, the guy who perpetrator was convicted, he was represented by a police unit. And I'm thinking, if it's on videotape of somebody committing a heinous crime, that they should be stuck having a public defender versus, you know, full backing of the union. They had a pretty good lawyer, you know, went down in defeat. And it's like, but he got a short term compared to other cops that have murdered people in Minnesota. So I'm just wondering, would it be unconstitutional to make it that they'd have to, if they're caught on videotape, they're going to have a public defender. They can't be represented by their union, the backing of the union money.
Well, Dave, interesting concept. I don't think that should be the case. I think that would be effectively punitive. And the suggestion is they're getting an inferior level of representation through the public defender's office. I think most of the lawyers that agree to accept that low-paying work, and they do get reimbursed, but they don't get reimbursed at normal billable hour rates. I think they do it for the right reasons, but I don't think someone should be trapped in quote unquote, you know, inferior representation as a punitive measure because they're on the videotape. Everyone has the right to a defense. And if through membership in the union,
right,
your union wants to pick up that expense, I have no qualms. I have a much bigger qualm, Dave, when the small donor is picking up the expense, whether it's the purchase of a used $100,000 lip balm or whether it's the $100 million plus contributed supposedly for Donald Trump's legal defense, although none of the money went for that. So it's the flip side of the equation, the grandiose expenditures and monies raised by the, you know, I won't characterize the givers, but the generous to the grift. 844.
I'll characterize them. You're getting hustled. You're a sucker if you pay Donald Trump's attorney's fees.
Well, Donald Trump doesn't pay Donald Trump's attorney's fees. Why should you? You see, Rudy's losing his civil lawyer because he's not paying the fees.
Yeah, weird how that all happens. He's
844.
Fiscally responsible conservatives.
967-2789. Mark from the SAC. How you doing, Mark?
Hey, Mark.
Doing okay, guys. Yeah, you really got me going today talking about Scott Walk and the O'Keefe brothers and the grift that they had going on there. I mean, the good old O'Keefe brothers. One should have been in jail for the whole Mary Landrieu situation. The other one should have been in jail for misrepresenting the whole Acorn when he took Acorn down and misrepresented it wide before Congress.
Well, I don't think they're brothers. James O'Keefe from Acorns. James O'Keefe was Project Veritas. Eric O'Keefe, no relation, I suspect, was what? Americans for Prosperity or Club for Growth?
Wisconsin and, Club for Growth, yeah.
And coordinated campaign activities with Scott Walker.
It is just disgusting that those guys, you know, and Scott Walker should have gone to jail over the first John Doe thing because he was running his campaign out of his county office, for God's sake. I mean, these guys, I mean, that turn into the secular Jesus, where Jesus said you're supposed to be honest, you're supposed to be good to your fellow man, you're supposed to take care of one another.
You're reading the Bible all wrong, man. Do what you want. Say you're sorry on Sunday, and then do it all over again the next week. Maybe for a little more money, maybe a little more grift, maybe a little more hustle. But the great news is, if you say you're sorry before you die, it's all good because God wants you to be rich.
So ask for forgiveness, not permission.
Exactly.
Thank you all for listening to the greatest radio show ever. We wax philosophical around here occasionally. Stick around. We got some more fine content coming soon. Busted Pencils, Educated Educators, Talking Education, and Native Roots Radio. Our friend, Robert Pilot. That show is going to slide a little bit later on June 5th, but we're keeping it on the airwaves. It's playing next. Keep it locked, Civic Media.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page or Squarespace. Or Google My Business or WordPress? But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.